to get drunk and get loud. When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. So long, my friend, until we and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A ceasefire deal could be close between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah. Israel's prime minister meeting with his security cabinet to discuss the U.S. brokered proposal and possibly take a vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the G7 in Italy says it could mark a turning point.
It will make a big difference in creating the conditions that will allow people to return to their homes safely in northern Israel and in southern Lebanon. And I also believe that by de-escalating tensions in the region, it can also help us to end the conflict in Gaza.
Israeli forces issuing more evacuation orders in the southern suburbs of Beirut today and targeting nearly two dozen Hezbollah sites. Mexico's president says it will retaliate with its own tariffs after President-elect Trump signaled the U.S. would impose tariffs on Mexico and Canada, tying it to border security. And millions of Americans are traveling today, the majority flying, as the Thanksgiving travel ramps up. This is ABC News. In Las Vegas this week, a transgender student will be allowed to compete in the Mountain West Conference Women's Volleyball Championship, a federal judge rejecting a request to block the teammates from playing.
The player, who has not come forward, has played for the San Jose State Spartans without issue since 2022. But this year, many of the team's opponents forfeited games to protest her playing. The judge now ruling the protections of Title IX and the 14th Amendment apply to transgender athletes.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. A Texas man says he's lucky to be alive after a driver rear-ended his truck three times and then opened fire. The victim says he was talking to his brother at the time.
The next thing I knew, he started shooting at me. And my back window exploded, and I was still on the phone with my brother, and I'm screaming at my brother. I'm saying, he's shooting at me.
Police find 11 bullet holes in his truck. They call it road rage. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Quiet weather expected in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Today we'll have highs, low 30s. West winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows near 18. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 30s, and for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy, highs upper 20s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at McDonald's Central. The Advent Health Panther preview at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man convicted in the decades-old death of his infant daughter is going to prison. Ted Allen has more.
A Milwaukee County jury found Ronald Schrader guilty last month in the 1991 death of 7-week-old Catherine Schrader. He was charged with first-degree reckless homicide and physical abuse of a child after a 2021 cold case autopsy by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner ruled the baby's death a homicide. He also has a hearing set next week for a pending child abuse case in Waukesha County.
A woman who killed a Waukesha County family's dog will spend time in jail. 18-year-old Kylie Sonneman pleaded guilty this week to one count of mistreatment of animals causing death. Sonneman was babysitting for a Sussex family in January when she attacked and killed the family's Chihuahua Batman. The dog was found the next day by one of the children with a stab wound in its chest and a plastic bag over its head. Sonneman will spend 9 months in jail. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Dunn County Board has approved a new 2025 budget. The budget includes $11 million in borrowing for a geothermal and solar project for some Dunn County buildings. The project would install a geothermal pump system for the Judicial Center, as well as adding to the current geothermal system serving the government center and neighbors of Dunn County. The budget calls for total county spending of $111.2 million, with a total tax levy of $24.7 million. The 2025 tax rate will go from $4.83 for each $1,000 of equalized value to $4.53, and that's a reduction of 6.2%. Two people were injured after a two-vehicle accident in the town of Buffalo last Wednesday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a pickup truck was traveling westbound on Highway 54 when the driver lost control, overcorrected, and hit an eastbound SUV. Both drivers were taken to a Winona hospital. Weather and speed are believed to be a factor in that accident. Eau Claire is looking at new rules for Airbnbs and VRBOs. Eau Claire Assistant City Planner Katrina Running said that city is looking to differentiate between bed and breakfasts and Airbnbs. She says the city wants a quicker permitting process that also allows Eau Claire to cancel permits for Airbnbs or VRBOs that break rules. Running says that they are also looking to make sure that there's enough long-term housing in Eau Claire. There are some Airbnbs and VRBO rentals in Eau Claire, but Running says currently there are not that many. We'll soon get a look at the new memorial for 2 Western Wisconsin police officers killed in the line of duty. Cameron police say they will hold a ceremony to dedicate the memorial to officers Hunter Scheel and Officer Emily Breidenbeck next month. They were both gunned down during a traffic stop last year. The new memorial will be at the Village Hall in Cameron. The ceremony in Cameron will be next Wednesday. Shatech unveiled a memorial to Officer Breidenbeck back in April. The University of Wisconsin is close to the top of the latest list of research universities in the country. UW-Madison is ranked 6th on the list of research universities, that according to the National Science Foundation. There are 920 public and private schools on the list. Johns Hopkins is the top school on the Science Foundation's list. UW-Madison comes in behind the University of Michigan, but well ahead of Ohio State University. The National Science Foundation list says UW-Madison spent $1.7 billion on research in 2023. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is reporting an increase in phone and email scams. The department is reminding residents that no legitimate business or government agency will ever call or send you a message demanding that you pay them using cryptocurrency. If someone tells you that they only accept cryptocurrency, they are almost certainly a scammer. If you receive one of these calls, hang up. If you receive a text message or email, do not click on any links in the message.
A Western Wisconsin judge is not stopping the challenge to Wisconsin's wedding barn law lawsuit. A judge in Trempealeau County last week refused to dismiss the lawsuit brought against the law that will force wedding barn owners to get liquor licenses or close. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is challenging the law, saying it violates the rights of wedding barn owners. Lawmakers approved a plan last year to end the practice of wedding barns allowing people to bring their own beer and liquor to weddings. The state's Tavern League says wedding barns need liquor licenses just like every other place that serves alcohol in the state. Wedding barn owners say the new rules will force them out of business. The former Hudson teacher accused of having a relationship with one of her fifth grade students has pleaded not guilty. Madison Bergman was charged with child sexual assault, enticement, and sexual misconduct by school staff. Authorities allege that Bergman exchanged more than 35,000 text messages with the boy beginning last December and this past April. She resigned from Hudson Elementary School in May following the charges. She's due back in court in December. Wisconsin will see more Thanksgiving travelers this year than last. The state will likely have about 1.6 million travelers this week for the Thanksgiving holiday. That, according to AAA, about 35,000 more than last year. The vast majority of people will be driving. AAA says today and Wednesday afternoon will be the busiest times for travel. Thanksgiving Day will see lighter traffic. The latest change to Wisconsin's park passes mean more people should get to visit more parks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's moving to 12-month park passes. That means passes are good for a whole year after you buy them, as opposed to just the calendar year. The DNR says the change eliminates the worry that a pass that you buy at Christmas is almost worthless. The new change comes with a new design and a new date that shows when the pass expires. You can find out more and buy a new pass at the DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
A woman known for her singing and her love of animals is giving a Minnesota rescue dog a permanent home. Pink was in St. Paul last month for a performance and found an Australian Shepherd mix named Graham Cracker at a Minnesota animal shelter. Pink often fosters rescue dogs on tour to help them find forever homes and decided to do so with Graham Cracker. But the shelter announced last week Pink decided to keep the dog permanently. It's a big turnaround for Graham Cracker, who was found in the woods in Arkansas before winding up at the Minnesota shelter. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Quiet weather expected in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Today we'll have highs low 30s. West winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows near 18. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 30s, and for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy, highs upper 20s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at McDonald's Central. The Advent Health Panther preview at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens capping off Week 12 with a 30-23 win over the Chargers in Monday Night Football action. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson passing for 177 yards and three total touchdowns as the Ravens coach John Harbaugh improves to 3-0 against brother Jim in head-to-head battles. The Packers continue preparing for their Thanksgiving night matchup against the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. Miami will bring a three-game win streak into Lambeau where the Packers have won two straight, and quarterback Jordan Love said he feels pretty good about where they're going.
Collectively as a whole, especially on offense, I feel we're getting back into our rhythm and just got to keep finding that consistency. But I like the things we did tonight, so it'll just be, you know, continuing to improve on that, continuing to build on the mistakes and the little things we need to clean up, but continue to strive for that consistency and continue to generate the explosive plays, which I feel like we're doing a great job at.
It's all on the line for the football Badgers this week as they take on the rival Gophers on Friday in Madison. The Badgers need a win to become bowl eligible and retain possession of Paul Bunyan's axe. Coach Luke Fickell said the battle for the axe means more than bowl eligibility.
When we start at the beginning of the season, we talk about rivalries. We talk about the battle for the axe. We talk about the history of the game more than we talk about different types of streaks and things like that. I'm not downplaying it. I'm not saying it's not incredibly important. I'm not saying it's another thing that's on our plate. But when it gets down to this last week, it's about one thing. It's about the rivalry. It's about preparing to play it in the most important game of the year.
Bucks return to action tonight, playing the Heat in Miami in NBA Cup play. The Bucks, after a poor start, have won four straight to improve to 8-9. Forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week, 24th such honor in his career. College basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix fell to Ohio State 102-69 in Columbus last night. After keeping things close for a half, the Phoenix outscored by the Buckeyes 60-37 in the second. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you're welcome to join Believer City Church at our local Bible discussions. We meet in small groups to discuss the Bible every Wednesday at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Dig into God's Word and share your thoughts in discussion with other Christians. Everybody is welcome. Believer City Church. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Burton reflects on his final season with the Wood Brothers. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, I'm Steve Post, lead pit reporter for the Motor Racing Network, and although the NASCAR season has come to a close, you can relive all the biggest moments from the year by tuning in to each episode of MRN's Crew Call. Each week, I, along with championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, delve behind the scenes to discuss race-winning strategies and engage in conversations with some of the biggest names in the sport. You can download MRN's Crew Call wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch us on YouTube and on Facebook.
24-year-old Harrison Burton just concluded his third season with the sport's oldest race team, the Wood Brothers. This season, Burton won his first NASCAR Cup Series race with the team at Daytona in August, qualifying for this year's playoffs. The win came just weeks after learning that he would not return to the 21 car for 2025, and believes if the win had come sooner, his future would look different.
I really think if I run the way I do the last half of this season earlier, I keep my job. And, you know, that's part of racing. It's performing when it matters and performing early enough to before silly season starts.
Josh Berry will take over the Wood Brothers entry next year, while Burton will move to the Xfinity Series to drive for AM Racing. I'm Kyle Ricci. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
As daylight gets shorter, hens tend to stop laying. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you keep the chickens comfy with light and warmth, they'll reward you with more eggs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Morning routine of collecting eggs from the chicken flock is probably going a lot faster because you're finding fewer eggs. Many hens stop or slow down egg production during the winter. The lack of daylight and cooler temperatures tell their bodies to rest. Extension poultry specialist Jesse Lyons at the University of Missouri says if you want to convince your hens to keep laying, they'll need supplemental daylight.
It takes about 12 hours or so day length to get the birds stimulated to where they start laying. Up to about 16 to 17 hours or so, somewhere in there, is probably the maximum day length that will stimulate the birds.
The light has to be constant, and if you have a timer set for, say, 14 hours of light and the egg production slows down, Lyon recommends adding another half hour so the hens think springtime is coming. The type of lighting used doesn't really matter, and it doesn't take much.
You can use some of the fluorescent lights, but in cold environments, some of these lights will not come on. You know, if it gets down too cold in the building, well, then the light wouldn't come on. Many poultry houses use the relatively inexpensive incandescent light. One light bulb would keep 15 or 20 chickens happy to where they can see and walk around and eat and be stimulated by the light.
Provide a diet that is balanced for protein and calcium. More feed may be required to give them the extra energy they need for maintaining body heat and egg laying. You can also use an infrared heat lamp for a couple of hours to warm them up. Lyon says that on really cold days, some flocks will cut back on egg production. But when a warmer day or two appears, you'll see more eggs again. Find more winter egg production tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
30 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. December milk up 28 to 1869. January up 17 to 1848. February up 14 to 1881. March up 13 at 1905. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 164. 40-pound blocks at 169.5. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 2.75 to 248.5. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 139. Two trades on the day. Dry whey up 3 to 69. One trade on the day. Live cattle markets are lower today as the trade waits to see what develops in this week's cash cattle market. No cash cattle have traded, but asking prices are noted at 189 in the south. Now, given that feedlot managers' pens are current and what they're able to trade cattle higher last week, it's likely they'll want to see prices trade higher again this week. Feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the trade is continuing to move prices higher after Mexican cattle imports are now restricted. The market's recovered all of its position lost early in August from the commodity market meltdown and is showing no signs of easing up. Even though midday pork cutout values are lower, the lean hog complex is continuing to move onward and upward on technical support. Now, the market's trading beyond resistance thresholds, and unless fundamental support becomes stronger, traders may grow skeptical about advancing contracts any higher. December live cattle down 5 cents to 186.45. February down 62 cents to 187.07. April down 47 cents to 189.17. January feeder cattle up $1.70 to 257.17. March up $1.35 to 255.67. April up $1.22 to 256.75. December hogs up 97 cents to 82.95. February up $1.45 to 87.37. April up 87 cents to 91 even. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat now all moving mostly lower. Corn and beans moving lower after President-elect Trump announced that he would impose tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China the first day in office. And that does have the grain markets a bit on edge. Wheat now moving mostly lower as precipitation chances fade in the plains. Matif wheat did rebound a bit after Monday selling, but the dollar is also regaining some of their losses, and that's putting some pressure on the market. December corn down 5.75 at 419. March down 6.5 to 426.5. May down 6 at 433.75. New crop 25 down 3.5 to 429. January beans down 6.5 to 979.25. March down 5.25 to 989. May down 3.75 to 1003.75. New crop 25 down 0.5 to 1010. December soybean meal down 580 to 287.90. December soybean oil, though, up $1.18 to 42.39. Chicago wheat, December down 0.5 to 535.25. March down 1 to 554.75. Minneapolis wheat, December down 3.75 to 577.25. March up 1 to 597.5. Energy markets are lower. January crude oil down 56 cents to 68.38. February down 52 cents to 68.06.
December gas down 2 cents to 198. January down a cent to 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. USDA will expand local food for food banks. We'll explain.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
With the holidays on the horizon, USDA just announced an additional $500 million toward purchasing local foods for food banks. Jenny Lester Moffitt is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs.
As we approach Thanksgiving and the holiday season, I know food is top of mind for so many people, just like it is in my family. And we're really excited to be able to announce additional funding for a program that's called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. Adds on to funding that we've done over the past couple of years, really empowering local food banks and pantries to be able to buy food from local producers.
Moffitt says those purchases will serve to strengthen local communities.
When we're buying from local producers, those producers are supporting jobs in the community. They're reinvesting in their local economies. But also this gives the purchasing power to the food banks to be able to buy what the community needs, culturally relevant food, regionally relevant food. They're able to buy the food that is grown in the community and bring it back to the community through the food banks and pantries.
The program is designed to provide farmers with a whole new market.
To be able to sell to food banks at market price is something new for them. And of course, when they are able to do that, they're able to reinvest in their own farming business. That means they're able to hire more people. They're able to of course, expand their operations. They have a consistent customer within the food banks, and they're able to sell their product year round to those food banks. And so all of those things are really great for the local economy, for local farmers to be able to have a diverse market to be able to sell their products to.
In the end, Moffitt says it's just neighbors helping neighbors.
As we enter the holiday season and food is top of mind for all of us, food is really the great connector. Many of us have the great opportunity to be able to buy the food, and many of us, unfortunately, are not. We're really trying to change that, but in the meantime, making sure that food banks are able to have the resources that they need to be able to provide that fresh, that locally produced, that regionally and culturally specific food for all of their customers. is really an important piece of all of it.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 3.9 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending November 24th, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Much of the state experienced rain or snow, slowing progress on remaining field activities. Fieldwork included late corn harvest, manure and fertilizer applications, fall tillage, and cranberry bog maintenance. Corn for grain was at 97% harvested. 97% of the winter wheat crop emerged. Winter wheat condition was rated at 74% good to excellent. Fall tillage was reported at 86% complete. Wisconsin's egg production in October was 209 million eggs. That was down from the previous October, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in October was 7.8 million, down 2% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for October was at 2,680, up 1% from a year ago. Meanwhile, the cattle on feed report showed cattle and calves for processing in the U.S. for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity totaled 12 million head as of November 1st. That inventory was slightly higher than in November of 2023. Fed cattle marketings during October were 1.85 million head, 5% above 2023. Other disappearances totaled 55,000 head in October. Meanwhile, in poultry, total U.S. egg production was 9.19 billion eggs in October. That was down 4% from last year. Production included 7.89 billion table eggs. The average number of layers in October nationwide, 377 million, down 3% from 2023. October egg production per 100 layers reached 2,438 eggs, down 1% from October of 2023. Now, total egg layers on November 1st totaled 377 million. That was down 3% from last year. U.S. agriculture groups are reacting to President-elect Donald Trump picking Brooke Rollins as his nominee for Secretary of Agriculture. Brooke Rollins has fought for Main Street in rural America, said National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. said, "We're ready to work on issues of importance to production agriculture, including expanding markets here and overseas for U.S. corn." Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, hopes her rural roots instilled in her the important role that family farmers and ranchers play in supporting the national economy. National Sorghum Producers Chairwoman Amy France said it's an important moment for U.S. agriculture, and they're optimistic about the opportunities her leadership will bring to rural America. "We also look forward to working with the secretary-designate to support our farmers and rural communities," said Jack Pettis of the American Sugar Alliance. With discussions around a pending USMCA review, the premier of Ontario's most heavily populated and U.S. trade-sensitive province believes the current basic structure of the three-way deal needs to be changed. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is floating an idea of returning to a Canada-U.S. bilateral trade agreement, much like the deal that was in place before 1994. The USMCA is scheduled for review in 2026, and one of the greatest challenges facing that review is frustration with Chinese-owned car plants beginning to pop up in Mexico. Voicing that frustration, Premier Ford is proposing that Ottawa seek a bilateral trade deal with the U.S. and then maybe make a separate Mexican deal. First, though, Ford is demanding that Mexico place import tariffs on China that match those tariff levels already in place by its two USMCA partners.
Canada has imposed tariff restrictions on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum in lockstep with the U.S. Now, Ottawa did not endorse the message. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said such a radical change in the USMCA is not being considered right now, but he did acknowledge widespread concerns about China's subsidized price undercutting is a major concern. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The end of season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
Quiet weather can be expected in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll have light and variable winds. We'll have cooler temperatures, though, with the highs in the upper 20s to low 30s and lows in the teens. Partly sunny throughout the afternoon, and we'll have highs 26 to 31, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. West winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 14 to 19, relative humidities at 84 to 89% and a light wind. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 29 to 34, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, north winds at 5 to 8. For Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs 25 to 30, north winds at 8 to 13. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, highs once again 20 to 25. Sunday and Monday, continued partly cloudy, with highs 20 to 25.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah. Someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter. Call someone.
is a temple. That's what we're taught. Well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. My friends all grew up, they settled down. Built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. She falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
ever amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy. But her crazy's beautiful to me.
Of the devil, look who just walked in. He knows just where to find me. Here we go again. I can tell he's gonna ask me to dance, but that's not as far as he wants to go. I need 10,000 help me tell him no.
Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
God, it's time to face my weakness, look him in the eye. Lord knows it won't be easy, but I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door.
Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight.
I need 10,000 angels
watching over me tonight.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got that Panther pride, she'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with her ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls.
She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night.